أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله وإلى الرسول رأيت المنافقين يصدون عنك صدودا فكيف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا أولئك الذين يعلم الله ما في قلوبهم فأعرض عنهم وعظهم وقل لهم في أنفسهم قولا بليغا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 60 to 63 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded us to obey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Ulul Amr, the Ulama, and the people in command, the people in governance, who govern according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if there is any dispute, then that dispute will be referred to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks of a particular incident that had taken place in the time of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that was with regards to a person called Bishr. This Bishr professed and pronounced to be a Muslim verbally, and he had a dispute with a Yahud. The Yahud was keen to take the dispute to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for mediation and arbitration. But Bishr, despite the fact that he had pronounced that he had brought Iman verbally, he had read the Kalima, he behaved as though he was a Muslim. He told people he was a Muslim. And now when the Yahud had suggested that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam adjudicate the matter, this Bishr decided that the matter must be taken to Ka'b ibn Ashraf, who was a Yahud. So this sounded very strange, but as strange as it was, the matter went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the matter. And of course, there would never be any kind of nepotism, biasness, any kind of unfair judgment. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after investigating, following the procedure, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had awarded the case in favor of the Yahud. Now this Bishr was unhappy, so he said to the Yahud, okay, let's take the case to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you insistent that this case has to be listened to by a Muslim, then in his heart he had thought that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a person that would have never tolerated any Yahud to be on the right. So he takes this case to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Yahud was happy to do so. So when they go, the Yahud mentions to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this case had been heard to by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the findings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Bishr, wait a second. He goes in, he brings his sword, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then executes Bishr. Now the execution of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Bishr was on the basis of his rejection of the adjudication, the judgment of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which falls within the ambit of kufr. He disbelieved, because first he said he believed in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now it was a total rejection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He renegated from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies this matter. In certain narrations we find that the family of Bishr then came forth and they tried to bring evidences, but he was a Muslim, and all of that did not hold any weight in light of the fact of the kind of action that he had carried out, denying the adjudication and the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above all of this. So Allah ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that do you not see to those people who assert that certainly they had brought iman in that which was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the Qur'an, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and those kitab that was revealed before you, the Torah, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ, they desire that they take the dispute to At-Taghut. We discussed this word before, to Shaitan. وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ, whilst they had been commanded that they disbelieve in Shaitan. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, and Shaitan desires to deviate them a far deviation away from the truth. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, and when it was said to them that come to that which was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ila rasuli, and come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clear that Bishr was told to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take the verdict according to the Qur'an Kareem. Ra'ita al-munafiqina yasudduna anka sududa, then you see the munafiq turn away from you brazenly. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, then what is the matter that when a difficulty had befallen them because of what they had set forth, now they had seen the difficulty that had befallen them when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done what he had done. ثُمَّ جَاوُكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ, then they come to you taking an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا, we desired nothing but good and reconciliation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in their hearts. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ, then Allah ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them. In other words, don't pay any attention to whatever kinds of proofs they bring to you, because that holds no water in the light of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to their hearts. Wa'idhhum, and advise them. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا, that besides them, the other munafiqeen, now advise them and say to them with regards to themselves such words that will penetrate their hearts so that they may begin to understand true and proper Islam and pure tawheed. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.